The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Welcome, my brother, me. Where Travis suggested we lead off the show by mentioning the release of Thor. That's his high energy opening. Did you guys see Thor?
Hey, did you guys hear about Thor? He's got this hammer thing. And
a hammer? Did you guys see Thor?
Yeah, he's like the Prince of Asgard or something.
Thor Watch. What's your sitch? Thor Watch 2011, Griffin.
The countdown is over.
I saw Thor. There's a Thor sighting at my Trader Joe's. He's really? Picking up some soft pretzel bread for Loki.
Thor Watch 2011 is an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is not a gag. I said, what should we lead the show off with? And Travis says, Thor came out. All right.
Thor, can you think of
I have.
What else happened this week that's worth noting?
Thor.
Yep.
So, as I mentioned, this is an advice show for the modern era and a Thor watch. Simultaneously, we take your questions and turn them into wisdom. And first comes to us from the Carolinas. A few weeks ago, I asked out a female friend and classmate of mine. She said she thought it would be best to just be friends, but we've stayed pretty close. We've had a couple of double dates, as she called them, with a couple we know. I started actively pursuing a relationship with her after she gave me the just friends line, but we still kept up the flirty, playful banter. Huh. We text each other very often. She sends me messages like, I love you, after I say something particularly considerate or funny. For what it's worth, she's going to prom with a friend of mine who likes her, but she doesn't feel the same way about him. Obviously, I'm still attracted to her, but I don't really want to try anything just to get shot down or ruin our friendship flirting. What's her deal? And how should I respond? Confused in Carolina.
You should respond by getting as far away from her as possible.
Yeah, so we should subtitle this question, Everything Bad That One Person Can Do to Another Person in a Relationship.
All the evils of the world condensed into one question. How old are we all together? We're over 70, right?
We're like 80.
We're almost 80. With our almost 80 years of experience, we just would like to tell you that you're about to get your heart broken in a way that you cannot even wrap your mind around if you don't take some immediate action.
Imagine there's like a giant hammer being swung by Thor at your face.
Yeah.
That's what's okay. Going on right now.
You're on top of Mount Olympus.
Nope.
No, you're in Asgard, and you're about to get a hammer smashed in the face swung by this girl. Like,
here's the problem here.
Is that normal?
You need to guard your ass because you're about to get fucked in it. That's what we're saying.
So your issue is that this girl really, really likes the attention. Like, yeah. That's the problem here. You need to get away from her because she's using you.
Like a toothpaste tube.
She's a mackie.
I guarantee that if a dude rolled up that she dug on, she would drop you so fast, like, you would have to pick your face up off the ground.
Yeah. Hey, pick up your face. You're burnt.
This might be painful to hear, but just imagine if it was, like, in gym.
Yeah.
And she was doing it in front of the bleachers and everybody. Like, yeah. Trust us, it's better now in the privacy of your iPod.
It sounds like she's playing a trick on you, much like Loki plays tricks on Thor because he's the trickster.
That's and good, Griffin.
I've never read it. I don't know what that.
You're getting in the Thor Watch 2011.
I don't know
spirit.
Anything about the Thoroverse.
But you do know a lot about Thor Birch.
Yes.
I would also suggest that you take a step back and look at what she's doing to your friend that she's going to prom with, and realize she's doing the exact same thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
She's like a thermos the way she's playing the hot and cold.
Mm. You know that scene in Wayne's World where Garth finds the note from the agent that says exploit feeble public access show, and he says, "I'm really glad I'm not those guys." That's you right now. Like, you are, that is the exact guy that you are right now. You're that guy. Get out. Cut off all connections. And you know what? Here's the really crazy thing. You ready for this? She'll come after you.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a gag. If you have the wherewithal, the fortitude to just say, "I'm out," and run, she is going to be so into you in a heavy, heavy way.
And that way lies madness.
Yeah. It's important that you have a lot of willpower, just like Thor's best friend, the Green Lantern.
Okay. So, in closing, Thor is being shown in 3D and 2D in a theater near you. Brandon really turned in a really nice film here, and I think you're really going to enjoy the picture. Next question. How do you turn down a birthday invite when you know the party will be lame? It's not for a few weeks, so an excuse would seem weird. Action Al on Twitter.
Is he asking how to snipe future plans, like how to get them from far away?
So that's a toughie. You had to have, the trick is with this one, you have to snipe them from the outset. Like, if you're going to do a long-term snipe, it's got to be an immediate one, because now you've lost the believability of doing a long-term snipe, because they've already asked you. Mm-hmm. And you should have had the conflict then.
And first and foremost, start training yourself now to never respond in the absolute positive or absolute negative.
For anything?
Yeah, well, when you get asked to make plans that you don't want to do, don't say yes, don't say no. Say, "When is that? Oh, I'm going to have to check. I think that I can't remember."
For every single thing, Travis?
I mean, it's a good habit to get into if you want to avoid crappy
plans. Yeah, if you want to be a douche nozzle.
People, well, yeah. I've developed that habit, and let me tell you, people just love it.
Mm-hmm.
I have that particular quirk where everything is like, because I hate to make plans. I hate to have plans. I'll say, "Yeah, well, we'll definitely try to get there."
Trying to hold on to Travis is like trying to hold a handful of water. You can't do it. Go right through the cracks of your fingers.
Well, the other option is someone says, "Do you want to come to my birthday party in 3 weeks?" And you say, "Yeah." And now, not.
And then you go to their birthday party and you have a fucking rager.
Then we're ignoring the context of the question where he's asking, how do you say no to that without seeming like a dick?
Yeah, well, he wants.
I think it's a social contract where if you say, "Oh, I don't know, I'm going to have to check my schedule," that is the nice way of saying no.
I'm going to assume that whenever you get a Facebook invite to an event, you say maybe.
I do.
That's like a construct that somebody built in for your non-committal.
The maybe is there so that you don't have to say no, and they know that you're not going to be there. Like, because if you say maybe, no one's going, "That maybe probably means yes."
I'm pretty sure Emily Wallpost would have some choice words for you right now, Travis. I'm pretty sure you're violating etiquette. But okay, in the exact, we're talking about how he should have, woulda, shoulda, coulda. Mm-hmm. What does he do right now, right this second? Get it off his plate. I would like to suggest, A, just go. Put on a Cat in the Hat, roll some E, and just go. Have a rager.
Wait,
like,
what?
Just roll some E.
Right.
Put on one of those big Cat in the Hat.
How do you turn down a birthday rave?
One of those big Cat in the Hat hats.
Put on a jester hat, you're saying. Write on yourself and some glow-in-the-dark highlighters.
Like exactly. Well, I don't know the protocol now.
Oh, yeah. And then it's a self-solving problem, because then you'll never get asked to another birthday party again.
Yeah, if you show up to your friend's lame-ass birthday party and you're fucking colon rolling, like...
like one man rave. You'll have to suffer through this one, but it'll never happen again.
You gotta go.
Why?
Well, because I think birthday parties are the one party like that people throw where it is a direct affront to your relationship if you don't go. If they're like, "I'm throwing a Halloween party," and you don't go, then it's like, who cares? But birthday party, it's celebrating them being alive. And
yeah,
you like, can't make it.
If you don't go, you're basically saying, I wish you were never born.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. This isn't worth observing. And try to think about, like, when you have a birthday party, the people's birthday parties who you go to, they're going to feel obliged to go to yours.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to be that lonely little boy. Do you, Alan? Do you? Do you? Alan? Do you? Alan. Griffin.
It'll probably be sick.
Yeah. It's probably going to be sick. Griffin.
You want a Yahoo?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Let's see. Had a lot of
thank
new...
you for still asking after all these years.
Had a lot of new contributors
woman.
This year. This
I like
day.
That.
How about this? This one was sent in by Krista Whalen. Thank you, Krista. It's by Yahoo Answers user Raven Anna Lolita.
Who I know.
Okay.
How can I lose weight off of my hands? I need to get to the peanut butter at the bottom of the jar that the knife won't get. But my hands are getting too big, so I need to make them small, and I can't cut my fingers off because I need them to scoop up the peanut butter.
Is this that question asked by a bear?
I just want to get one more smackerel of honey.
Listen, here's the thing.
Head stuck in a honey jar. Help.
Guys, I've got this.
Okay.
Just cut your fingers off.
No, wait.
Oh, no,
wait. You specifically said in your question that you need those to scoop up the peanut butter.
Cut your fingers off and replace it with spoons.
This is like a snake eating its own tail, because if you were to stop eating the peanut butter, you could probably fit your fat ass hand in there.
Oh, man. I love that peanut butter. It's my only vice, because I know when I eat it, it just goes straight to my hands. I'm imagining like a fucking Everlong scenario playing out here.
A moment on the lips, forever on the fingertips.
There it is.
Peanut butter's good.
Yahoo Answers user Asher responded, break or dislocate your thumb. Then your hand will slide right in and you can still use your other fingers to scoop out the peanut butter.
Why not just cut open the jar?
Yeah.
Listen, if she had access to a knife, she wouldn't need to put her whole mitt in the peanut butter jar.
God knows she's not allowed to have sharp objects on the ward.
I think that we could make a pretty compelling sequel to 127 Hours here. Or instead of it being Aaron Ross and getting trapped under a rock in a canyon and having to cut his own arm off, it's a really dumb person that's like soups hungry for peanut butter.
And halfway through, she'd masturbate to a picture of pizza she took on her digital camera.
Here's what I love. Her complaint is that her knife can't get to the peanut butter, and she wants to slim her hand down.
Yeah.
To smaller than a knife? Is that what she's saying?
She wants Edward Scissorhands.
Ah.
Edward.
That old chestnut.
Edward like, peanut butter taste.
Listen, sometimes tools... simple rudimentary tools aren't enough to get the job done. Your finger is the most elegant tool that God ever made.
Is the most elegant peanut butter scooping tool. It's a great intersection of flexibility.
Haven't you seen the videos of like the chimpanzee like trying to get the thing, like the honey out of the beaker, and then like a little kid tries to do it and the little kid can't do it because he's so fucking stupid, but the chimpanzee just dips his finger in there and it's like, syrup.
That's can I have some of yours, little kid? Like that? Like he eats the little kid's honey, too?
He goes to the little kid. He's like, give me that, you dumb fuck.
Come here, you got some nits in your hair that I'm going to eat. I'm protecting you now like my child.
Your fingers are made. These fingers are made for scooping. And that's just what they'll do.
I would love to see this person's keyboard that they typed this question out. Pretty sticky, right? We would have to agree. Pretty sticky.
We'd say its stickiness rating is 10 out of 10.
The P and B keys are like worn down to nubs. For all the PB forums.
I'd like to see the roof of her mouth. What's going on up there?
Oh, boy. There's can you do any tongue twisters? I cannot. Ancient, not since the mid-70s.
Ancient reservoirs of sweet peanut butter.
They have kinds that they don't even make up there. There's Peter Pan up there. So in closing, kill yourself, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't have a good answer for this person. They've set themselves up with a logistical conundrum.
You gotta pick your favorite PB scoop and fing.
Pick your finger.
Your thank you. I think they understood what I meant when I said PB scoop and fing.
And all right, no, like you've bought into the reality that this person has absorbed you into.
You
the
pick
best PB scoop thing is like a spoon or something.
Choose your favorite thing. Cut all the others off. You only need that one.
That would actually streamline the hand enough that they can get whatever their favorite. I don't want to bias them, but they could get their favorite peanut butter scooping finger, slice the rest off,
yeah,
and just make like the perfect PB
like,
tool,
like a hand proboscis, like yeah.
Could they get another mouth on their finger? Is that possible?
Hey, science, can you do this for us?
Hey, science, I'm tired of lifting it all the way to my mouth.
Yeah.
If I could just put my proboscis.
I need to cut out the middle man and just turn my middle finger into a proboscis, which I can use to sop up all the sweet PB.
I'm now sad. This question
I've been
sad
for about 2.5 minutes.
I'm hungry.
Let's go.
This weekend, I'm headed to my friend's bachelor party for a weekend of food, fun, fine beverages, and frivolity. I plan on driving out with a friend of mine who lives in town since the party is 2 hours away. The only problem is that the party starts pretty early in the morning. We're playing mini golf at 9. And now the friend I'm driving with refuses to wake up early enough to get us there on time.
Mm.
I would really like to be there for the whole party since the groom is a good friend of mine, and I'm sure it will be a good time. With rising gas prices, it would be an expensive weekend to drive alone. How can I make it to the party on time, worrisome in Wisconsin? Finally, some advice that everyone can apply to their lives. How do I make it to the bachelor mini golf by myself early enough in the morning? Tell your friend that you will make a little bed for him, a little nap zone right there in the passenger seat. And then you go up to his room. He has to give you his house keys. You go up to his room. Mm-hmm. You open the door. You lovingly, like a parent whose child has fallen asleep watching their favorite Disney film.
Look at him.
Look at his face.
He's tuckered. Plump tuckered.
You've known each other for years. Just scoop him up and hold him close. Make sure his binky. Get his banky. Get his winky. Get his boinky. Pick all four of them up, himself included, and carry him down. Shh. Careful. There's a roller skate on the steps. Good. You missed it. And then just lay him down in the passenger seat and stroke his hair. Turn on some soothing music. Maybe some Raffy, some Sharon Love, some Bram.
I know you've got some Nora Jones in that CD box.
Don't know why you're driving to mini golf this early. Something like that. Put that on and just let him sleep the whole trip. Done. He doesn't even have to wake up. He'll wake up and... Oh, what a good... Mini golf! Like, what could be better?
I want to throw out one change to that.
Okay.
Don't tell him beforehand.
Where am I?
And maybe don't take him to mini golf. Take him somewhere else and let him find his way to mini golf. But also steal his wallet and cell phone and keys.
Okay, so you're creating more of a hitcher scenario where it's like a life or death test.
And just leave a note pinned to a shirt that says, waking up early doesn't seem like such a bad idea anymore, does it?
Good luck. Call if you die. I think let him sleep and you can take him and everything will be fine. And then when you wake up, just make him pay for gas and tell him he can sleep the whole time. I do have to say though, whoever this bachelor is or
he's
whoever,
the worst fucking guy.
What the fuck?
Planet.
Who makes people wake up that early?
I know I'm already like super inconveniencing you by making you come to my wedding, but also you're going to drive 2 hours to come play fucking mini golf. Like,
sorry about it being so early. It was the best tea time I could get.
Yeah.
Do you know before my friend Tommy Red's wedding, the day of, he did a traditional bachelor party, and then the day of the wedding, before he actually went and got married, we went to the zoo to watch monkeys jerk it. That's 100% true. We did that, and then we left. That was a pretty good start to the wedded bliss, I guess.
Mini golf is, like, the shittiest bachelor party, I think.
I don't think it's just mini golf. I think they're starting with mini golf.
That's so early, though. If you start partying at 9 o'clock... Like, you're not, you can't party all day. Maybe that's the idea, but.
Do you think it's sexy mini golf? Like, there's lady, like there are ladies there that dance while they play it?
To try to distract them, you mean, with their hips and shaking and
Yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. So, like, instead of a windmill, it's like a sexy lady. And maybe she's, like, swinging her arms, like, trying to.
Just like, and if you're shaking lucky, them around
at the end of the game, they'll put out.
Please go to the next question.
Last night, I ordered delivery from my local eatery. When the food showed up, it happened to be delivered by a friend of mine who I met this semester. We chatted a bit, and when I wondered what I was supposed to do for a tip, it's weird tipping a friend because it's like paying them for hanging out. Am I supposed to tip more because he's a friend? What do I do if this situation rises again? Okay. Ben. That's from Ben. Ben, it may have seemed weird to you, but I'm pretty sure he probably wanted that tip.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The answer is you tip more.
Yeah, because, like, he's your friend, so it's an opportunity to give him money guilt-free, so you should probably just give him, like, probably give him a good amount of money.
I also I like how that question evolved from, it was some dude that I met this semester, but he's, like, my best friend, so I shouldn't have to tip him, right?
Like no. We're too close for that, I think. Here's the thing. You just want to get, it's not weird. You just want to give them, because it's like, it's their job, you know? So they want to get paid to do it. Like, so just give them a nicer tip than you would normally give to somebody. And I think that they'll have warm feelings about you and they won't break up with your friendship.
And I tell you, as a dude who delivered food, when I rolled up to a friend's house, in my mind, like, it was a big check mark of, now I know I'm getting a good tip because they're my friend. You know, they're going to appreciate that, hey, I know this guy. So if you were like, oh, this is weird, nope.
Could we play on that? If you're like a food deliverer in a small town, can you just be friends with everyone? So people are like,
sick.
Ben's here.
I think it's that's Ben. A great idea.
Let's make it rain on that fool.
Let's take it one step further and
get
Ben
so paid.
Set up a delivery service for your friends. Where, like, say that they're sitting around, they want some Taco Bell. They call you, you drive to Taco Bell, pick up their food, and bring it to them, and they tip you.
Or you get a whole network of people at your food station, at your food stand, so that you have a person for every single person that lives in your town. They'd be like, hey, anybody know Jerry? Like, I know Jerry. Like, go get him. Go get his tips.
Go get them. Get that za and bring it to him. How embarrassing was what this person ordered that they say they ordered delivery from a local eatery? What did you get? Because there's something you're hiding here. You're covering up something, Ben. I'm a good enough detective. I'm a good enough private dick to know when someone's hiding a food choice.
Oh, maybe that's it. Hey, Ben, here's your novelty dick-shaped pizza. Happy Valentine's Day.
This is the first one we've made of these.
Is there a dick-shaped pizza that's not a novelty? Here's your average, boring, dick-shaped pizza.
Here's your run-of-the-mill. Just give them a tasty, tasty tip, and I think that you'll be friends. Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
You got any more of those Yahoo answers just sort of lying around?
Yeah, how about this one? How about this? This one was sent in by Haley Keller. Thank you, Haley.
Thanks, Hales.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Iggy is being constantly reported thanks.
Okay.
Who asks, do you hate people who urinate loudly? I am listening to it right now. And it's taking all I have to not to start shouting at them to piss quietly, as I know that would sound strange, and I don't feel like I should be judging or trying to control the way people urinate when they are presumably relaxing and doing something private, but it's just a pet peeve, you might say. I can't stand the noise when it happens to me, so I can't understand people who urinate so loud that it sounds like the roof is going to cave in from water pressure.
Oh, God.
I don't mean normal urinating, by the way. I mean loud. Yes, I realize this question is weird.
Jimmy, turn down the nozzle.
Yeah, dog.
Hey, you're blowing my ears out.
Narrow your aperture. Like,
what kind of pressure are you dealing with? When was the last time you peed?
I do know what he's talking about, though. Not from not the annoyance, but you go into the bathroom, you see, like, some giant 60-year-old Greek dude. That's who it always seems to be. And he'll just open up. You're like, whoa, are you dumping out a big gulp in there? What's going on?
I want to go a little bit deeper and accept this question.
I bet you do. Gross.
What? Okay. I want to talk about technology in the modern day where this gentleman is able to listen to really loud urination and simultaneously ask Yahoo Answers about it. I feel like there needs to be some distance between those two events.
I presume he was just dictating it to his secretary. Is that not accurate? Margaret, take your notes. Dictated but not read from Stephen Bilshop.
Can you control your pressure?
Oh, you gotta get that tantric peeing.
Oh God!
Oh no! It's beep boop. Bloop, 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 bloop. Okay, saying we get it.
It's not like a super soaker where, like, oh, I pump it four times and it only goes 15
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, if you're in the studio, this thing is like, I want to go take a pee. Usually your answer is like, I'm going to go to the DMV or go get a hotel room or something. Because I can't wait for that.
I'll see you tomorrow, Sting.
No, but the nice thing is he has so much control over it. He can do it in a second.
Like, oh, right.
He can just walk in, psh, done.
Just like it falls out.
But it sounds like Niagara Falls.
It sounds like somebody throwing a water balloon at a fat person. It's just like, done, out. I do feel bad for Sting. I think he's got a bum rap because everybody talks about his tantric sex and nobody remembers his hit music. You know, Fields of Gold was written about his urination.
Stop it.
It's true.
To be fair, he is the poster boy of tantric anything, right? You hear the word tantric and immediately go to Sting.
I bet he loves that.
Have you ever played tantric mini golf with him?
That's why you have to start at 9.
It Otherwise, takes slightly longer than normal mini golf.
Yeah, Sting, holy fuck, you shot a 730. How did you even do this? It's next week.
We missed the wedding.
We missed the wedding, Sting.
Sting, we missed the wedding by 6 whole days. How are you so bad at this?
Do you guys get a hint of jealousy from this question?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it seem like this person wishes they could have...
Just a column of pee?
Just a jet of urine?
Yeah. A defiant blast of urine.
Just something that, like, picks him up like a little kid holding a fire hose in an 80s movie. Just, like, spinning around, you know, like, whoa! Oh, speaking of making mouth noises... That's the guy I can't stand. Have the loudest urination you want. But I'm tired of these guys who start peeing and then go, what are they doing?
Yeah. They're enjoying themselves.
Is it time yet?
It's so time, man. Like for the money zone?
Yeah, like for the money zone. So this week, the Money Zone is another sponsorship. We are officially endorsing Allison Borges, friend of the show, Allison Borges, I should say, to be named the official graduate. I want to say the official 2011 graduate because we're probably going to get a lot of other graduates. But the official 2011 graduate of my brother, and me. And we are forsaking all other graduates.
That seems like a blessing and a curse. The amount of pressure that Allison has on her now to live up to that title.
To succeed, right?
You think she can slap that bitch on a resume?
Oh, yeah. So she got her degree in zoology, right? So when she rolls up to a zoo?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first thing that springs to mind. And she says, hey, Mr. Zookeeper, you should hire me to take care of the monkeys who are jerking it because I am the official graduate of my brother, and me. And he's
class of 2000 in heaven.
Well, that makes it sound like she's dead.
Isn't she?
Is she not dead?
Now that college is over, might as well be.
Oh, God.
It's all downhill from here.
You made the biggest mistake of your life.
Haven't you seen Van Wilder? You gotta stay in college, you guys. As long as you can.
Stay in college.
Where'd all my friends go? Ah, that's right. College ended.
I miss all of them. Why do I only see them at lunch at the Indian restaurant? Because you're old now. You're an old person. I'm disappointed old. In you, Allison, but I'm proud of you. And your friend, your special somebody, Nick Hoffman, wanted us to name you our official graduate. So congratulations. And Griffin, let's move on to the next question.
No, but I think there was a thing.
I'm looking at this.
I'm pretty sure there was a special note on this question.
Not seeing any notes.
That Nick Kaufman specifically wanted you to do the jingle for Allison.
Uh-huh.
So let's go ahead and let's get out that sixth string.
And okay. Kick it off one time.
Let's pluck them out.
I don't know how to play guitar like you do, though.
Get out your sixth string and let's pluck one out.
You always sort of freestyle.
Yeah.
Going well.
This is a pretty chord progression.
Sha la 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 la, don't be shy.
Well,
smile, why you gotta graduate? Oh, okay. Sha la la, don't be shy. Margin, margin, five, you gotta, don't play or hate. Whoa, there's some science doing it across the room. Go and find some gold doubloons.
What? Which,
I mean science. Come on, learn about goats. Graduate. Whoa, sha la 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 la, study books. Don't mind their dirty looks. You gotta graduate. Whoa, sha la la la. Get some paper, earn some cash, don't discriminate. Whoa, come on, Allison, wear that robe and learn about any animals around with robe.
Antelope?
Antelopes. Whoa, come on, Allison, we're proud of you. Don't let us down too, just like a cockatoo.
Nailed it. Chunky ending.
That was good, right?
Two notes.
Like Stevie Ray yawn.
two notes. You did great with all the animals. You named at least two animals in there. One fake animal. Also, the gold doubloons part. You kind of lost me a little bit. Is she a pirate school?
I did just want to say gold doubloons. Did not have a good connector there.
I assumed that was because she was going to study in South America and, you know, Cortez and gold doubloons and everything. Mayans, whatnot.
That's it. Incans, who knows? What's going on down there?
Hard to say. So congratulations, Allison. How about another question from our dear friends out there on the internet? Just a reminder, if you want to send us a question, mbmbam@maximumfun.org. Our formspring is formspring.me/mbmbam. And or you can use Twitter. Just use the mbmbam hashtag.
If you want us to take you to the money zone, you just got to contact Teresa@maximumfun.org. That's Teresa with an H. It's $100 for a personal message like that one right there, or $200 for a business message. But either way, you still get a jingle to the tune of a Disney song.
I'm pretty renowned writer in my neck of the woods, so I often have people run up to me on the street, shove a manuscript into my hand, and breathlessly explain theirs might be the next great American novel with a little help from me. I usually decline, but when one of my bestest buddies asked me to read his own work, I couldn't refuse. My question for you guys, how do I let my friend know that he sucks and just pinned a pile of shit, but without saying it like that? Also, he's a little dyslexic. Feeling preemptively shitty in Chicago.
Man, this sucks.
Hey, listen, if he listens to our show, just let us tell him. just did.
Are you a friend of a prolific author in Chicago? Because you're probably bad at writing.
Are you slightly dyslexic? You suck.
Yeah.
You're not good at writing. Maybe audiobooks is the way to go for you.
Maybe you could give him just like a positive and then two negatives into infinity. Like if you were like, I really like the title,
yeah,
but your characters are all shitty and your punctuation is
so
terrible.
You're saying you give him one step forward and two steps back until he hangs himself.
Right. So you give him like,
metaphorically, yes.
You say like, I really like the paper you used, but everything on it is just the worst.
Great yeah. font. Great. Terrible story.
You spelled many of the words correctly.
But
this is clearly the plot to weaken the Bernies.
You are just copying Bernie's style.
What you've done here is you've written a book adaptation of Weekend at Bernie's.
but bad.
But bad. Like super dyslexic.
Like the most dyslexic version there could be.
Everyone knows that in Weekend at Bernie's, Bernie was dead. What my book presupposes is maybe he isn't.
I would read that book, by the way. If he came back and what if he came back and started solving crimes? He was a detective.
Oh, but like afterlife crimes.
Afterlife crimes, right. Like Beetlejuice, basically, mixed with Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Something like that.
Exactly.
Like Medium.
I'd watch that. I'd watch the TV show movie.
Medium?
Like Medium.
Like the TV show Medium.
Or like The Closer.
Okay. What are we doing?
Are we just randomly... Or maybe it's like Saving Grace, but...
Guys.
Maybe it's like The Ghost Whisperer.
Travis? What? Justin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cold Case. Let's move on.
So, tell your friend...
to watch Cold Case.
Hey, here's a one that I always like to use. Why is the burden of truth placed on you? Clearly, people throughout this person's life have told them that they do not, that they are good, that they're better than they are. Why can't you just pass that buck? Pass it on up to Jane. Say like, yeah, this is good. I like it. I liked reading it. I would give it to someone else, see what they think. Like,
you could also always switch for the lesser douche move of saying you never got a chance to read it. Like, just stay out of it. And maybe you're the jerk who couldn't take the time to read it. But you're not the jerk who has to lie to his friend or tell him he's crappy.
Yeah, because it's not worth sacrificing the friendship for the truth. The truth. And you know what? Here's another thing to think about. Snooki just published a book. Like, shit goes out all the time that people like. There's no reason to say people won't like it just because it sucks. Lots of things that suck.
But you could have been the one person who, like, could have avoided that whole situation. See, that's where I think it gets tricky, because as his friend, is it his duty to say, hey, this should probably end with you and you probably shouldn't show this to anyone else, because I think it needs a lot of work.
What's the harm, though? Like, it's not going to be any worse. If he's just going to tell him that he sucks, like, it's not going to be any worse than some agent, like, him not being able to get traction on it.
I think it's because, like, this dude is very clearly a respected writer in his neck of the woods, as he says. And, like, it seems like, as an artist, it's his job to make sure that good art is being produced.
Yeah, but his that friendship responsibility comes first, though.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I'll agree with that. Lie to him.
Just lie, right?
Lie to me. That's another TV show.
Or just let us do it. No, we don't care. Hey, Kevin.
It was amazing.
You did a great job.
Take some night classes, maybe.
Yeah, but I think you're close. Words. I think you're really close to something.
You're really close. I can feel it.
Maybe just change a couple of the character names and, like, locations and, like, the events that happen.
Yeah.
Really close to me. I'm not sure this feels like a script to me, though. To me, it feels like an episode of Cat Dog, and maybe with just some reworking. You could have a Cat Dog script published, printed, have your name in lights, I guess.
You guys want a Yahoo?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I guess I do, actually.
Unless there's like a super fresh question that you want.
No, like I kind of want a Yahoo now.
All right, how about a Yahoo answer? This one was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thank you, Golly. It's by Yahoo Answers user, ? Who asks, what is an awesome wedding theme? Example, Jamaica, Lion King, New York, Asia, etc.
Whoa.
Hold on. Did I mean to say prom, but instead I said wedding? Nope. That is the word.
Can you give me those possibilities again?
Let's run them back.
Yeah, give me a replay.
Let's play that tape back. Jamaica, okay?
Weird.
Lion King, dig it. New York, sure. Asia, it's kind of a lot of things, is Asia. Asia is kind of a lot of things.
Asia is very many, unless you're talking about the band Asia, which that would be a pretty good wedding.
Pretty baller.
I think that those are all equally good. Yeah. Those are all equally great themes.
I'm going to throw out it's a great test, though, because if you have found an SO that agrees with you that you should have a Lion King-themed wedding, you are meant for each other.
I think you forgot some possibilities. There's a Enchantment Under the Sea, Arabian Nights, is one.
Paradise City.
One Night Only is one that would be good.
Snow Princess.
Snow Princess wedding.
One Night in Bangkok.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Asia would.
Well, First Night in Bangkok, actually, if it's a wedding.
One Night in Paris.
No, I think that that's a bad one. I don't think that that's very good. Do weddings have themes in the way that parade floats have themes? I was not aware of this. Like, I did not know that weddings have.
You get a wedding marshal, and then the Shriners show up.
Yeah.
You license the rights to your wedding out to whichever Disney property hasn't been produced there for a while.
Justin's wedding, the ring man was actually a Shriner in a little car. He drove it up.
That was cool.
Drove it up the aisle.
Sorry, the what?
The Shriner?
No, before that. In what position did he fill?
He was the ring bearer.
You said ring man.
Did I?
He was the ring man. Now, if you're talking about a wrestling-themed wedding right now, I'm fucking there.
Like, no.
No?
Listen, we've done that.
We've done that wedding.
Now we're talking. We're all about Asia.
Is there some reason that your wedding can't be wedding themed? Like,
well, that's
another layer.
Answer one said, how about affordable or love, marriage, and commitment, not 5-year-old's birthday party themes? My favorite, saying vows, eating, drinking, and dancing as adults, not trying to recreate our prom. Oh
man, I hate it when
pick up your face.
I hate it when the answers have already so thoroughly answered the question.
Well, hold on, because there's a second answer on here that's a little bit more constructive.
Okay, good.
Answer two says, some off the top of my head that are out there. Las Vegas, Star Wars, Candyland, Winter Wonderland, superheroes, Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Ooh, God. I thought about that and how creepy it would be.
Okay, I'm going to throw out this.
If your wedding has fucking mandatory face paint, you have fucked up somewhere down the line.
Imagine you get that invitation. You get that invitation, and then you're looking at it going, oh, okay, wait, I'm confused. Why is this invitation shaped like Mickey Mouse's head? So you call your friend, and you're like, I got the invitation. Is this for your kid's birthday party? What's going on? And they're like, no, it's for my wedding. It's Mickey and Minnie Mouse themed.
Didn't you hear? I'm a fucking crazy person now. I got hit by that bus last month, and now I'm fucking insane.
Did you ever see that movie, that Jeff Bridges movie, Fearless? That's me, except now I'm just really stupid.
Tasteless.
Tasteless. Do you think the douche chills would be so bad that they would travel through time and make you vomit as soon as you saw the invitation?
Yeah. A winter wonderland of douche chills.
I am freezing.
The Flintstones, Disney princess theme, rock and roll theme, Hollywood glamour.
See, this happens when we allow 12-year-olds to get married.
Yeah, people push for that age to be reduced, and then this is where we end up. Hollywood glamour?
Night before Christmas.
What?
What?
This is wedding time. This is wedding time.
Excuse me? The night before Christmas?
Who officiated your wedding? Oh, I believe it was Oogie Boogie. It was the worst wedding ever. I told you we should have gone wrestling themed.
We went with a Beethoven themed wedding. Oh, like all Beethoven music? No, like the dog. It was
like
awesome.
The dog. He had a ring tied to him. It was great.
But then he got into shenanigans and flipped over some chairs. And there goes the cake.
I went to Charlie's wedding. You know what he did? Thor. Thor-themed wedding. It was so fucking awesome.
Loki was there.
Loki
Everybody
was
went
there.
And saw it in 2D and 3D and screened near you.
super romantic. You got to choose. There's a bride side, groom side, 2D side, and 3D side. It's a fucking sick way.
It was four side. It was arena theater. Hey, wouldn't that be the best priest, though, if he stood up, saw them in their Fred and Wilma costumes, and then just said, "Dearly beloved, nope," and walked out.
Yabba dabba divorced.
I'm just going to throw out anyone who ever argues that legalizing gay marriage takes something away from the sanctity of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To justify that point, you're going to have to hunt down this question asker and kill them.
Yeah.
With your bare hands.
With your bare hands, and there has to be a picture of it on the front page of the newspaper.
Wedding sanctity of marriage confirmed.
Wedding safe
Flintstone
again.
Wedding burned to ground.
I want to hear Griffin's last question, but real quick, we've already told you how you can ask us a question, so we won't go into that again. But we will tell you that mbmbam.com is our website.
Got all kinds of interactive elements. You guys like flash games? We don't have any of those.
We don't have any flash games. Sudoku?
You like word search?
Don't have those. Don't have those. Do have...
No.
Pictures and a lot of aqua and yellow. There's a lot of those. So if you want those things, we have got you.
We have some pretty rockin' forums.
Yeah.
That's good.
Check out the community.
That's there. We are getting close to having our next live show all sort of straightened out. It's sort of in the final acts. Hopefully we'll be able to tell you that next week. That is our plan.
You can tell them where it is, though, right?
Yeah.
Where we are planning on having it?
Tentatively, we're going to be doing a show in Travis's hometown of Cincinnati, probably mid-June-ish. That's the plan right now. Kind of clear your calendars. We're thinking about, like, June 12th, right? Is that the tentative date?
Tentatively.
We're trying, you guys.
We're trying to get it all worked out for you.
Wing and a prayer. We're holding on to this idea with both hands.
Don't stop believing.
It's not actually as hard as we're making out to be. We just haven't done it. So
it is going to be a Flintstones-themed podcast live show. You're going to love it. It's good for you, good for the kids.
And if you know somebody, maybe like a podcast, a musician, a stand-up comedian in the area, who'd like to open up for our show, get in contact. Reach out. But we'll have hopefully details on that for you next week. It's going to be bomb, though. It's going to be awesome. And I think that's it. Do we have anything else going on? Anything else cracking?
If you haven't yet, take a moment and go check out Jordan Jesse Go and Stop Podcasting Yourself and Judge John Hodgman and all those other wonderful Max Fun podcasts. Did we win the friendship war?
We don't know. I don't think
we don't know, but I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure we trounced them.
It felt like we won.
We got into a little Twitter hashtag war with our friends over at Jordan Jesse Go.
A tiff,
I think.
But spat.
I'm pretty sure we destroyed them. We do love seeing those people quoting our show and talking about the show. Wendy Batty, Joey Weiser, they were all up in it this week. We got to thank...
Did you guys see Willy Pond's sweet-ass P-Bum's Nasty Gum hat?
Yes.
Yes, that was sweet. Jen's Valor, we have to say... Jen's Eric Valor, we have to say thank you to randomly promoting our show to Julie Benz.
Didn't seem to catch. Maybe next time.
Just keep throwing at her and see what sticks. Can I throw out a personal message real quick?
Yes.
Of course.
I just want to say happy birthday to my wonderful girlfriend, Teresa.
Aww.
And hey, happy Mother's Day to your mom. If you got your mom is still around, go give her a hug on the neck and a peck on the cheek. Say thanks, moms, for the love and support. And I think that's it. I think we're done.
All right. This final question was sent in by Scatterheart. Thank you, Scatterheart. It's by Yahoo Answers user Down to Earth, who says, "Where can I find an adult race car bed?"
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Keep your heart three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.